So what we had was we managed to match near enough 10,000 of these cases to the National Cancer Data Repository, and it would have been more, only the National Cancer Data Repository only went up to December 2009, and the cases go through to March 2010, so we wouldn't have expected to find all of them there. But what we actually found was that 13% of the ones that we matched were matched to a previous cancer, and if you looked across the different regions, they were all around 13 or 14%, whereas in the adjuvant audit it was only us that got anywhere near that. So basically the other cancer registries or the QA reference centres had not found or matched these cancers and discovered the ones that
we
had.
The reason this is important is because, you know, it's not inappropriate if they've got a second cancer and are treated best to do a mastectomy, so it might influence the mastectomy rate in your region.
That's right.
And we might be inappropriately saying you're doing badly when actually you might be doing okay, because even small cancers, a second cancer in a treated breast, might end up getting a mastectomy. So we need to sort that out a little bit.
Yeah. So we do have to do it, and I really hadn't realised that it had got to as high as 10%, and I think part of that is because of the age expansion. So you've now actually got longer to accumulate that extra either contralateral, ipsilateral new cancer or an ipsilateral recurrence. And it's good that the radiologist and the screening programme is finding these, but what we do, I think, have to do is start looking at them as a separate group.
And I had a brief conversation with Juliet last night. I don't know if you know that Fiona Gilbert did a cost-effective analysis of follow-up after breast cancer, and it turned out that by far the most cost-effective regimen is no clinical examination, but annual mammography. Annual is better than 2 years, 3 years. So annual mammography for women for life is actually the most cost-effective regimen in saving life years at the cheapest cost. And three-yearly may be inappropriate. So one of the things that Julietta was saying is we may be able to integrate some of our breast cancer follow-up within the screening program, perhaps doing 18-monthly, which I think could be for the women who've already had cancer. And we're planning to do some more work on this, because I think it's a very interesting area, because a lot of our patients with cancer that we treat are now surviving to go on to screening programs.
Yeah. And just down in the corner, you can see some of the characteristics very, very quickly done on the types of women who either had no previous cancer or who had a previous cancer. And what you can see is the women with previous cancers, the second cancers were less likely to be under 20, less likely to be grade 1, similar sort of node positivity, but the new cancers were less likely to be good prognosis, and in fact they were less likely to be in this older age group. So what we do need to do is take this into account. We just have to be a bit careful in interpreting some of the adjuvant therapy data and indeed some of the mastectomy data, and it also means that there must be previous cancers in the main audit. So when we look at tumour characteristics, we have to, I think, separate them out now in the future. So that was an interesting